This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, more political parties raise objections to the new Wireless Interception Act. The Caribbean Movement for Peace and Integration may appeal the recent High Court ruling on the Israeli-Gaza conflict. Barbadians told to brace for warm weather as Tropical Storm Erin forms in the Atlantic, and residents of the Leeward Islands closely monitoring Tropical Storm Erin as it approaches. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Friends of Democracy Party is raising alarm over the proposed legislation concerning the interception of citizens' communications. Its president, Karina Goodridge, says the act's structure compromises the independence of law enforcement agencies.
If legislation on phone tapping is genuinely intended to address crime, then why is political oversight being inserted into what should be strictly a judicial and law enforcement matter? Why should political appointees oversee police work? The structure of the bill places significant power in the hands of politically appointed individuals, raising serious concerns. Why should law enforcement agencies be required to report their investigative activities to a political commission? This sets a concerning precedent.
She also criticized the opposition leader's attempt to find middle ground on the legislation.
While the leader of the opposition raised some crucial points, there seems to be an attempt to find middle ground on a piece of legislation that fundamentally challenges the civil liberties of people. This is not a time for compromise. It is a time for principle. We are seeing a steady erosion of personal privacy in Barbados. First, it was the move to remove vehicle tints, limiting privacy in one's own car. Now it's the legal framework to monitor private communications. You can't have a private conversation, hence the tapping of your phone. Where does it end? What next?
President of the Friends of Democracy, Karina Goodridge. Meantime, President of the Conservative Barbados Leadership Party, Corey Beckles, delivered strong objections to the proposed Interception of Communications Act, calling it a premature response to address the crime wave in Barbados.
The Interception of Communications Bill is premature. It is a disproportionate response to the level of harm currently faced by Barbadians. With the current legal framework and policies in place, the police service is doing its job to try to stem the level of crime in Barbados. Although there's more that can be done to further stem that level of crime, the wiretapping bill is not one of those things. This wiretapping bill is a gross infringement of the fundamental right to privacy of all Barbadians. Before this bill should ever be on our statute books, there must be specific legal and regulatory safeguards in place.
He also pointed to other pressing governance issues, such as the long-delayed Freedom of Information Act and the need to define fundamental human rights under the new constitution.
Government can tell us that our private information will be safe, but no information is safe if we have a poor cybersecurity network. We believe parliamentary resources will be better spent strengthening our cybersecurity legal framework. Furthermore, we have a Freedom of Information Act that can't see the light of day. What about our fundamental human rights in the new Republican Constitution? What do they look like? These are issues that will enhance, greatly enhance, governance and restore some level of trust between government and its citizens. The wiretapping bill, particularly at this time, will certainly not do that.
President of the Conservative Barbados Leadership Party, Corey Beckles. The Caribbean Movement for Peace and Integration says it is considering appealing the recent decision by the High Court to strike out the claim by the organization for this country to hold Israel responsible for genocide in Gaza. Justice Dr. Patrick Wells, as he summarized the judgment, said the court lacked the jurisdiction to rule on the matter and that the case appeared to be politically motivated. However, the movement's general secretary, David Denny, said in a video statement over the weekend that they're in talks with several partners on the way forward.
We went through the period of a court case, and the courts of Barbados did not approve what we wanted them to do in terms of issuing declarations on a number of issues that relates to what is happening in the Gaza. But we are involved in discussions both locally, regionally, and internationally about the whole question of appealing the decision by the Court of Barbados, because we feel very strong about the situation.
He said his organization is ready to participate in any global initiative that would advocate for a ceasefire in Gaza.
And we are prepared to be part of an international civil society conference that can organize itself to carry out solidarity action to demand peace in Palestine and to condemn Israel for its military action against the Palestine people.
General Secretary of the Caribbean Movement for Peace and Integration, David Denny. Barbados is seeking to reap major benefits from its growing ties with African markets. Director of Emerging Markets at the Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated, Kyle Gittins, told Starcom Network News the aim is to boost brand awareness across the African continent and increase visitor arrivals from key markets.
There are quite a few benefits, of course, as we continue to increase our brand awareness throughout the African continent. We are hoping to attract more arrivals from across our key source markets there. So while analyzing our internal data, our five top markets from Africa at present are South Africa, Nigeria, Kenya, Ghana, and Zimbabwe. So we are hoping that we can see year-on-year growth in terms of visitor arrivals. And then, of course, once there are increased arrivals, we are also looking to attract increased spend on island, which will benefit the economy significantly.
Director of Emerging Markets at the BTMI, Kyle Gittins. Barbadians are being told to brace for warm temperatures this week as Met officials monitor the passage of Tropical Storm Erin that is expected to pass well north of the island. We hear more from the Barbados Meteorological Service.
This system is expected to pass well north of the region late this week and into the weekend. The Barbados Meteorological Services is closely monitoring the progress of this system. There are no watches or warnings in effect for Barbados associated with this system. Later this week and into the weekend, light winds and daytime heating may support late morning or early afternoon localized shower activity across some districts. Additionally, light winds and warm temperatures may make conditions feel uncomfortable. Environmental conditions are expected to be favorable for some slow development of this system over the next few days as Erin tracks westward across the tropical Atlantic.
That report from the Barbados Met Service. And residents in northern Leeward Islands are monitoring the passage of Tropical Storm Erin, formed yesterday west of the Cape Verde Islands, that could strengthen to become the Atlantic's first hurricane of the 2025 season. The Miami-based National Hurricane Center said the storm is located 2,305 miles east of the northern Leeward Islands, with a maximum sustained winds at 45 miles per hour. It said the storm is expected to continue on this motion for the next several days, and that earlier satellite wind data indicated that gradual strengthening is forecast over the next several days. Forecasters have predicted an above-normal hurricane season for the Atlantic Basin this year, with an expected number of named storms between 13 and 18, 5 to 9 of which could become hurricanes. Recapping the headlines. More political parties raise objections over the new Wireless Interception Act. The Caribbean Movement for Peace and Integration may appeal the recent court ruling on the Israeli-Gaza conflict. Barbadians told to brace for warm weather as Tropical Storm Erin forms in the Atlantic, and residents of the Leeward Islands closely monitoring Tropical Storm Erin as it approaches. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. More news coming your way at 8:30. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.